Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you to Steve Owenby and David Roper for doing my meat inspection. Let's have a little hand for them boys. Now, come on now. And Vicki Owenby, who was in charge of the judging coordinating, and I really, really thank her because without her, I couldn't do this either. I need to thank my sponsors, Osage Farms, Rabun County Radio and Sky 104, the Clayton Tribune, the Dillard House, and Tomlin Barbecue and Catering, because if it wasn't for me and Steve, this thing would never happen. And I pretty much think that's everybody I need to thank. And I wish Steve was here, but he's closing up Tomlin Barbecue and Catering and will soon be here. So we'll get on with it. Mm-hmm. The first thing we're going to do today is the Terrell Jones Award. And I'm going to let Mr. Owenby present that award today. So here you go.
The Terrell Jones Award is an award to a judge who has exemplified Kansas City barbecue and barbecue in itself and has done everything they can to try and advance the cause of barbecue. And this is the second time that we have had this award. And the award this year for the judge who has done a lot for barbecue goes to Diane Scott.
Yay! Woo!
She coming.
Oh, she's got her plate.
Which one is it, Jay?
So much is that one.
This one?
Yep.
All right, you go, Diane.
I can't talk, I'll cry. Thank you.
Well, come out front so they can take a picture.
You got the picture?
I don't want to come out front. Go. We love our judges. Now we're going to get on to it. We're going to start with People's Choice. I only have money for the first place, but I'm going to give you the top five in People's Choice. The fifth place for People's Choice this year was Hot Mud Tulips. Fourth place went to Hogs Gone Wild. Third place went to Big Bad Wolf. Second place, which was actually last year's winner, went to Kudzu Q. And first place in the People's Choice Award goes to Q-Nut Barbecue. We're playing 3rd, but I'm going to give you honorable mention for starting at 6th place. sixth place in the corn category went to Red Rut and Q Barbecue. Okay. Fifth place went to Wild Bunch Butt Burners. Fourth place went to Wicked Q. And now for a check and a trophy. Third place goes to Craggy Mountain Smokers. Oh, you want the check? Thank you, Stuart. Second place goes to Killer Bees Barbecue.
Hey, salad. There we go.
That's not better.
Way to go, Jim. First place in the corn category goes to Grinning Gangsters. Did he get a 180? Oh, and Mr. Williams gets a 180 with a perfect score. Way to go, Rick.
What'd you do? What'd you cook?
Carrot cake.
Carrot cake. Corn carrot cake.
Yeah, really.
The next category is tomato. Honorable mention in sixth place goes to Swamp Boys. Fifth place in the tomato category goes to Red, White, and Q Barbecue. Fourth place goes to Kudzu Q. Third place, with a check and a trophy, goes to Wild Bunch Butt Burners. I thought she was standing behind. Second place in the tomato category goes to Willy Billy Barbecue Mafia.
He what?
First place in the tomato category goes to Grilling Gangsters. What'd you get?
What'd you get? Strawberry parfait, tomato parfait.
Strawberry tomato parfait.
All the way.
All his wife's doing. Both categories, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, yeah.
Next up, we got dessert. Honorable mention in sixth place goes to J&J Southern Smokers. Fifth place dessert goes to Oink, Cackle, and Moo.
Here's Mr. Donnie.
Yeah. Fourth place in the dessert category goes to Wicked Q. And third place in the dessert category with a check and a trophy goes to Swamp Boys.
It is going to work. She's just trying it.
Second place in the dessert category goes to Willy Billy Barbecue Mafia. Category goes to Bayou Poker Smokers. Also with a perfect 180.
What you cook?
White chocolate blackberry cheesecake.
White chocolate blackberry cheesecake. That sounds good. Okay, now for the chicken category. 10th place chicken goes to Hot More Chulas. We are paying through 10th place, by the way. We're the chicken and a trophy. It might be enough to get him back to Atlanta on his way south and gas, but I wouldn't swear to that. Not at $3.35 a gallon. Ninth place, chicken, goes to Barbecue.
Got me on that one.
Up picture, Shannon. Oh. That's our princess there. Eighth place chicken goes to Wild Bunch Butt Burners. Seventh place chicken goes to Willy Bully Barbecue Mafia.
Damon's getting to come and get this one. Damon's getting to come and get this one. Oh, this one's tall.
When
we get what? What place? I'm in food.
Sixth place chicken. Goes to Q-Nut Barbecue. I'm saying this right. Butch Craig Barbecue.
You got it right.
Okay. Oh, yay.
Well, there's part of your installment back.
I'm just slow.
Chicken goes to GB's Barbecue. chicken goes to Waylon's Wickedly Good Q. Second place chicken goes to Wicked Q. For the 16th annual Dillard Bluegrass and Barbecue Festival goes to Uncle Chet's Barbecue. Category goes to Primo Oval Rulers. In the pork rib category goes to Hogs Gone Wild. Category goes to Pork and Bones. Fifth place in the pork rib category goes to Smoke Miss.
Scott. Oh, you're not Scott.
I do the
memory. Oh, okay.
Well, we have a dentist.
Fourth place in the pork rib category goes to Barbecue. Third place in the pork rib category goes to Jiggy Piggy. Ugly. Second place in the pork rib category is the Jacksonville South. Category for the 16th annual Dillard Bluegrass and Barbecue Festival. I just love saying that. Goes to buttrev.com. Bobby Cresap.
Bobby.
Ninth place in the port category goes to Pino Oval Rulers. In the pork category goes to Barbecue. Seventh place in the pork category. It goes to J&J Southern Smokers. Dillard Bluegrass and Barbecue Festival goes to Old Plantation Barbecue. Nice place in the brisket category goes to Lotta Bear Barbecue.
I'm sneaking up on you.
Eighth place in the brisket category goes to Bubba's Backyard Barbecue.
Thank you,
Mr. No, I'm pretty sure it's Bubba's Backyard.
I don't know about that.
There you go.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
All I know about him.
Seventh place in the brisket category goes to Smoke This. Brisket category goes to Bayou Poker Smokers. Fifth place in the brisket category goes to Swiggin' Pig.
Hey, Barry. Hey, Riley.
You too, Riley.
Fourth place in the brisket category goes to Hot Wachulas.
You may actually make it home now, Matt.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Third place in the brisket category goes to Jacksonville South. Second place in the brisket category goes to Cool Smoke.
Way to go, Tabby.
Sorry you had to work so hard.
I appreciate it.
First place in the brisket category with a perfect 180. Of the 16th annual Dillard Bluegrass and Barbecue Festival goes to Wicked Q. Where I tell about where y'all will be. Who's where? Who's Kathy Brazier for your scores? Kathy Brazier, wherever she will be, over here. That'd be this side. We'll have A through K. Miss Linda, who will get up and move over here, will be L through Z. I'm going to mention the top 10 as we go along. Oh, let me get this. 10th place in the 16th annual Dillard Bluegrass and Barbecue Festival, and I promise I won't say that for every one of them, goes to J&J Southern Smokers. 9th place, Jiggy Piggy. 8th place, Old Plantation Barbecue. 7th place goes to Uncle Chet's Barbecue. 6th place, Wicked Q. fifth place, Hot Wachulas. Fourth place, Smoke This. Third place, ButtRub.com. Reserve Grand Champion of the 16th Annual Dillard Bluegrass and Barbecue Festival goes to Barbecue. Of the 16th Annual Dillard Bluegrass and Barbecue Festival goes to Jack Soul South. Thank you, everybody. Y'all be careful going home.
Michael, good job, buddy.
Congratulations, man.
Thank you so much.
Very nice.
Thank you.